The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Tonight on Texans 360, John Harris joins us to preview the NFL Scouting Combine. Plus, Drew Doherty sits down in an exclusive one-on-one with defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel. All that, plus Chris Myers, Texans in a fashion show, and more. Coming up right now on Texans 360. Welcome, everyone, to Texans 360. I'm your host, Mark Vandermeer, and welcome aboard. I say that because we're going to be on a boat with Chris Myers a little bit later on in the program. Of course, our interview with Romeo Crennel. But next week, we're going to be at the NFL Scouting Combine. This is huge, and there's no better person to help break down what that's all about than John Harris, Texans football analyst. How you doing, Johnny?
Doing well. Looking forward to going to Indianapolis. My first time. Not yours, but mine. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, but you've always observed what's going on here. You've been piped into this thing. So tell me, what do the coaches get out of this? What are we looking for in general?
Well, I think the coaches and personnel people get a chance to sit down with these players from an interview standpoint. They get a chance to meet them. There are about 80 or 85 underclassmen that are going to be there. They've had no contact, really, with those players. So it's the first time. So Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, those guys that didn't see at the Senior Bowl, they get a chance to sit down with them for 15 to 30 minutes at the combine. That's the first thing. Then the physical attributes. You see them run the 40, the bench press, and the change of direction drills. And then position-specific drills, which I love to watch because you can see guys that are stiff in the hips, can't run, can't move, can't adjust to the ball. Those are some of the simple things that you can find at the combine.
Well, I like to watch the NFL Network coverage, and you'll also see it on HoustonTexans.com. This show will originate from the combine next week. I like the physical freaks, John. And let's start on the offensive side of the ball. The wide receivers, the guys who are really fast. I like watching some of these dudes. Sammy Coates from Auburn is one to watch out for.
Absolutely. This guy is in the 4.3 range in the 40. He'll be about a 40-inch vertical. That's impressive for a guy that's 6'3", 210. He looks a lot like DeAndre Hopkins body-wise. Doesn't have the hands that DeAndre has, but DeAndre doesn't have this guy's sort of speed. He was inconsistent throughout the year, but the combine is made for a guy like Sammy Coates. He had a really good Senior Bowl that started to vault his stock. But when he runs in that 4.3 range and the 40-inch vertical at the combine, there'll be a lot of teams looking at Sammy Coates, Auburn.
Now, what about Tyler Lockett? I was going to draft him in my Vandermock draft, which you can check out on HoustonTexans.com, but I didn't. This guy could be available in the third round, real speedster.
Could be. He's a smallish type guy, but like Brandon Cooks from Oregon State last year, change of direction off the charts. He is a slot receiver, and he's a great return guy. And one of the things at the combine, we all talk about the 40, but the change of direction drills, the three cone and the 20-yard shuttle are huge for guys like Tyler Lockett. And if he has good times, which I think he will, then I think that he is going to be a guy that maybe vaults from the third round, maybe on into the second round. But with slot receiving skills and punt return skills, he is going to be of high value.
And that might be an area that the Texans actually target, slot receiver in the third, fourth round. We'll see. Yep. How about Philip Dorsett? Where is he going to end up, and how does he look speed-wise?
Well, don't blink. You're going to miss him. He said at the Senior Bowl, I'm going to run a 4-2-1, or I have run a 4-2-1. Chris Johnson ran 4-2-4. That's the best time the last 9 years, the combine. And Dorsett's saying, I can top that. Well, you saw him at the Senior Bowl. He plays at that speed. He averaged over 25 yards a catch at Miami. This guy is a home run hitter. At the Senior Bowl, he showed he's got some refined skills in the receiving game. So if he continues there with 4-2-1 speed, look out. Philip Dorsett's going to be a guy to keep an eye on.
All right, a couple of thumbnails on defensive guys. Bud Dupree, start with him from Kentucky.
Yeah, absolutely. Alvin Bud Dupree, 6'4", 260. Can run in the 4-5 range at about a 38, 39-inch vertical. He will be one of the combine superstars. There's little question. He didn't go to the Senior Bowl, but boy, he's storing it all up for a combine, and he is going to show it all off, and teams are really going to love him. And Vic Beasley from Clemson, another guy not as athletically gifted as Bud Dupree, but maybe a better football player at 6'3", 235, and sculpted. Has about 1% body fat, so he'll show that off too.
All right, everybody wants to hear about the quarterbacks now. And, of course, Mariota and Winston, they're going to go very high in this draft. Texans pick 16th. Who knows what they do with that pick? But let's go down the line a bit. Bryce Petty from Baylor is a guy a lot of people are looking for. We had an interview with him. You guys talked to him at the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, absolutely. And combine's made for a guy like Bryce Petty because he's more athletic than any other quarterback that's there other than probably Marcus Mariota. He'll run in the 4.5, 4.6 range. So I think teams will see that athleticism. So maybe that will get them on Bryce's side a little bit more. He's not gotten the best publicity after the season. Didn't have a great Senior Bowl. But his athleticism should really shine at the combine.
I know one person is going to be very happy, a Baylor alum. John McClain will be happy about Bryce Petty. Should be interesting. Johnny, thank you very much.
You got it. Thank you, Mark.
All right, coming up on the program, Chris Myers, yachtsman, We'll find out. Also, a Houston Texans cheerleader will be featured. Don't worry about that. But next up, our exclusive one-on-one with Texans defensive coordinator Romeo Crennel right here on Texans 360. And let's take a look now at the top five videos of the week. Wingstop presents the top five videos of the week on HoustonTexans.com. At number five, we catch up with University of Houston defensive tackle Joey Embu ahead of next week's combine. At number four, meet one of your Houston Texans cheerleaders, second-year veteran Osmara. Coming in at number three, get familiar with new offensive line coach Mike Devlin in this mic'd-up video from his time with the Jets. At number two this week, Chris Myers joined the Boys and Girls Club of Houston aboard the Emerald Princess cruise ship. And at number one, Coach Bill O'Brien talked quarterbacks on Texans Radio. For these videos and more, log on to HoustonTexans.com.